Satan is in trouble. Oh my God. He has been fighting since morning. And I'm wondering, what is he fighting? You are sitting down. The reason why you are sitting down is because you are blind. If your eyes can be open to see in the spirit, you will now see contentions and the place you should be in that warfare. There is a day that Moses saw. He saw a day. The context of that. Are you with me? Shall we say amen?
Amen.
Some people are still cleaning their eyes. Some of the people that are feeling sleepy, they are the reason why we are meeting. They are not aware. Me, I should be doing another thing and God hijacked me. There is a program, Lawal Suleiman and Prophet Fanny. I'm the one that is supposed to. It was because of this program I canceled that one. Because I prayed in my spirit. I prayed. That one is supposed to be there with everything, but the challenge is that I can't meet up with the two. I have to pray, Lord, which one? Which one? It might be because of you and you are sleeping. May sleep not rob you of it. No. Who is playing that thing? Kai, we are not here to joke. Kai. Pray in tongues. Pray in the spirit. Every person that is here, don't sing for me. We are not here for a show. There is a man that has body small that was singing. Where is he? Hi, why did he disappear? Oh my God. Sobra de mana cambre shankabanta. Give me strength. Kibora da banta babola. Just go ahead and pray in the spirit a little. A little. Just go ahead and pray in the spirit. A little. A little. Kabababo shakabababaratababalia. Pente cobrata, babrata, babanta, cabella taria, reto costa batam beneteria, shadabanta, brata bala, sebenete. I hope somebody is not touching my mic. Soba takabalate. Belente kabarana patababila rata bababante brete bele chokobotos sabrata bababa sabrate le dembanata abrape patababrata papabia tele de benetaria rapaka aito varatela kabande bebelete niya sabarata kabanda bababa variatala. Take your permission in the spirit. May you be found in Zion, taking your place and permission. Kaya Beneto, Kabada, Shaka Benetia, Shabanda Baba.
I look to you for Shabento la Kadrata Papa. Ameneto. Kaba. You are not praying, Kabela, Kabanda, Papa, 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 Kabala, Papa, Papa, Kabela, the Petan, Rapa, Papa, 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 Papa,
Papa, Papa, Papa, Papa,
Papa, Papa, Papa, Papa, Papa, Papa,
In Jesus' mighty name. See, I see in the spirit. The truth is that there are agents of darkness that is sent to this meeting. See, if I be a servant of God, the hand of God will pick them out. You can't stay where I am by when people like us come. Satan become afraid because it's territorial business we are coming to do. There are two people here. I saw long ago God want to do a mighty thing in their life. That's why I came and I began to talk to you guys. There is a day that Moses saw. He said that day that he saw is that all the lost people will be prophets. He seems as if he is burdened with everybody expecting him to manifest. So he wants to raise men to a certain level of grace that they can stand for themselves and stand for their family. There is an acute lack of gatekeepers. The land is for us. And Satan is having a few days. There is a day that Moses saw. He said that the lost people, every one of them, will be prophets. The advent of the Holy Spirit inside of the believer is a deposit of the prophetic nature of God. If you have the Holy Ghost, you are prophetic. You can take your positions. I'm trusting God that men will rise in rank from this place. Amen. and begin to man the gates that God has apportioned to them. You see, I am like you. I grew up. What I suffered is what God raised me up to rescue people from. I grew up from going to night vigil every day. Nothing changed, nothing much. After all the much prayer, one testimony, we'll be talking about one testimony for long. Those people that gave testimony years ago, I saw them now. Their life is as if God did not touch them. Their testimony was the testimony of Saul. It was like as if they were not anointed. That was when I knew that they didn't encounter Jehovah. All those night vigils we are doing, men are doing it in the flesh. They didn't encounter the God that the men of God that preached to them encountered. Matthew chapter 2. I want to leave you with a burden because you can't pray. Have you seen somebody trying to pray with? Your dad has car. Your dad. I want somebody that is that had car in the 90s. Your dad has car in the 90s. Just, I want to give an example. Quickly, quickly. Who? Okay, in the 90s. There are days if you want to go to school, the car will refuse to start. Is it not true? And then you push the car, push it, push it, push it. It will do like this. And then you wear your school uniform and come down and push the car. When the car starts, you now catch up with the car and enter. You see, I know how you are feeling. It seems as if nothing will happen. No, what you are carrying is generator. When you start it, it will do pop, 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 pop. But when it starts, it begins to go on. Oh my God. All you need to do is to yield to the Holy Ghost. 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 I'm trying to save you from false prophets. You see, this is why, because people refuse to pray, that's why they are praying to false prophets. You are moving from one to another because you have refused to pray. You must pray because there is a, what's happening? This man has cut me off. Matthew chapter 2. Quickly, verse 16. Please don't do it again. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem. And in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then, if you are with me, say amen. No, you have to open your Bible. Some people, this is your opportunity to open Bible in 1 week. Don't pretend you read your Bible. You don't. Stop lying. You are in church. I'm a pastor, so I know all these things. This is your opportunity. Then verse 17 said, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, in Ramah, there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they were not. The Bible said that when Herod killed these people, it was fulfilled what was written in the book of Jeremiah, that Rachel was weeping for her children. So Herod killed everybody that is less than 2 years old. God bless the person that put on this slide. so that I will see people's faces. You see, light has cleared the sleep in your eyes. Say glory to God.
So the challenge was that these people were children. That's why they were killed. Should I tell you the truth? 90% of what you are suffering it because you are still a babe. You have not grown in stature and capacity, God. When you grow, they will naturally go. What you are complaining of is growth related, is prayer related. When you pray enough, it goes. Come and pray with me. That guy, his eyes is closing. Come. Come and sit in front and pray with me. Can I come here and be talking when you are sleeping? Sit. Now, we are going to pray. And when you pray, I hope they will do something better to this man. And when you pray, the first thing you do in prayer, prayer first of all works inside of you before it works outside. A deliverance evangelistic and deliverance ministry. So when I was small and I learned how to do deliverance. See, this is what I learned in deliverance ministry. Who has bangle? I want a hair. See that thing in your hand now. Let's assume it's a bondage. It is not. Because I've learned these days, people are saying I should not. It's not. Are you with me now? Imagine if this is your hand. Imagine if I come and break that thing in your hand. Do you know somebody stronger than you can still take that your hand and bind it back? Do you know? Yes. But if this is that your hand, continue growing in size, what will happen to that thing? Even if when it breaks off and I try to tie it back, can it tie back? That is real deliverance. So when you come to meetings, why am I going like this? There is an easy way out in this thing we are doing. The easy way out is that I can create atmosphere, and in the next 5 to 10 minutes, most of the people here will be on the ground. But I would have achieved little in the from eternity. From the one that God measures, I have achieved little. The real job is to get you to get to where I am, or even better. So that if you don't see pastor, you don't see anybody, you can stand. That's the one Satan is afraid of. Some of the things you are receiving, some people, as soon as they leave here, Satan will contend with them with one thing or the other and collect it back. It's because you don't have the stature to retain things in the spirit. Greater with for our children. Because all of them were killed. Why were they killed? They were children. On the days of warfare, man, make sure you are not a child. And when we talk about children, it's not about physical age. Age in the spirit is measured in light, not in years. So there are people that have sat in church for 10 years. They are babies. They don't know anything. They cannot even control the menace of Satan in their present environment. Satan is having a few days. When will you stand up? Some of that time you are using to complain and go for counseling, use it and stand up and grow. Then something will happen in one night. Oh my God. There is a woman I know, she stood up, she was married, she was the last born of their family. As of 1970, they carry her in the car to take her to school. It's a rare But when she married, things became bad. The person they used to pet have to now stand up. From morning till night, she will be praying, praying until God brought a mighty deliverance. Nobody in the extended, in the family that she married with, all her husband's family, none of them has their own house. She prayed until one day God lifted her up to a very exalted place and showed her that place, and she saw houses covered and rain was not falling on the ground. That is the power that is in that person that is doing like this. Oh no, we don't know you by the flesh. There is a you that is in you. That's the one that will be unlocked. Can you stand on your feet? Find your neighbor. Just go ahead and pray. Just find a neighbor. Just go ahead and pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues. Kabora. Face to face. Face to face. There are people that already know me. You know the, you know, like those people at the back, they already know what to do. So padam brata bakaba. Make sure you have a record. Deborataba. If your husband, just hold your husband. Kabento kabarata babaya tele debana. Abento kabarata bata babena teria. Sabanda brata bata kabenanto lana bratele. Sabata babana tata babana. Labrata bata tata tata. Sabata. Thank you.
From within me, spirit, you take over. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Some of you, maybe one or two of you have listened to that message. The long war. There are certain types of warfare in your life that can only take prolonged moments. The Bible says that the war between the house of David and the house of Saul was a long war. Family, generation after generation, continued the warfare. It was in that meeting we prayed and groaned. By the time it was 4 a.m., somebody in that meeting, the brother has been mad for more than 3 months. Suddenly, a being just stepped out of him. That being has been going to church and be doing worship, doing everything. That is, the Bible says, the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Why is it that we cannot cast this one out?" My brothers and sisters, there are demons you cast out, there are them that you war with. It's not every demon you cast out. Some of them you war with them. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. If what is troubling you is orchestrated by a territorial being, I tell you, you cannot cast it out. It has to be warfare. That's why the disciples were asking, "Why can't we do this?" He said, "I tell you, this kind cannot go out except by fasting and prayer. Except by prayer, there is, you cook yourself until that thing goes out on itself." So there is a, all these things you are doing, no. You have to pray until your soul is cracked. And then what is inside will begin to come out. I tell you, there is a temperature that you can generate. Not certain things cannot stay with you at that temperature. All of them will begin to eject. They will begin to go. No, you don't want to pray. That's, you like your situation. You like the state you are. The way you are called in God. Every day you are struggling with one thing, struggling with boyfriend. No, you are not hot. When a pot is on fire, that's not the one that cockroach will come near. Cockroach say, "You know they're here, not before pot where they're on fire." All these small demons you are struggling with is because of no fire. When fire is there, demons don't come close. In the next 2 weeks, you are going to groan until you are clotted. Hey! Mommy, come, let me give you a hug. You must pray today. I know you won't like me, but you must pray. Come. Sister, come and pray with my mom. It's bumper to bumper now. Eleko takabala. Prateko takabanaria. Paia. Parata. Parateko mana. You pray. You are still very fresh. No.
Yeah.
Luke chapter 6. The fire that will burn in your life today. There is a difference between flames and coals. I like flames too, but I prefer coals. It is the coals that you will take and touch a man and he's healed. It is coals that you will take and touch a man and demons leave. Coals of fire, 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 coals of fire. Something is doing me over. See, I'm not. Precious, I'm not normal. Something is doing me. And I found out for you to be where God wants you to be in destiny, you don't do it with normal eye. If you do it with normal eye, how do we now remove the things that has been running in our father's generation for long? You see the thing happening to your father. Who told you you are better than your father? Sometimes you abuse them, not knowing that they tried their best. Don't worry, just be watching. It's coming for you. If you like, don't pray. Be moving from one place to another. It's coming for you. It's coming for you. If you don't fight the battles of your... And there are certain prayers that touch foundation. No, it's not... I speak from experience. You know, I look young. I'm not that young. But in the things that pertains to ministry, I'm very old. I don't know your father's business. My father's business is ministry. So I grew up and I knew ministry. It's just like your father is a chemist. You will know more about dispensing drug than a second-year pharmacist. So if you go to school to learn pharmacy, it's just to make it professional. And I saw a man that is graced and anointed. Graced and anointed. Yet the thing that is holding their generation is still healthy. And I became bothered. I thought if you're anointed, it solves all the problem. What of you that is not even anointed? There is a woman years ago, about 1998, they went to Germany and they can't deal with the issue. If the woman talks from that door, you will run away because of the stench that is coming from her bowels. As soon as she entered the door, my father said, "Behold," and the sickness dried up. My father is a prophet in, you know, there are ranks of prophets. He sees African nations like this. He'll be telling us this is happening in 90s and 2000s. He'll be telling us what will happen in Congo, what will happen in this place, what will happen in this place, what will happen in this place. Before my eyes, he raised four people from the dead. I said, "This is it." Until I washed, and the same thing held them. That's when I knew that it's only prayer that breaks this thing. And I also watched, I with me now, I also watched somebody near him that gave himself to prayer. That's when I found out that, hey, you must understand the dynamics of the kingdom or you will be confused. You will be confused. You will be wondering why, maybe I'm here now, this one should be working. No. You must understand the functionalities and legalities in the realm of the spirit.
For every territory a man is in charge. I believe in Newton's second law of motion, that a body will continue in its state of rest until it is acted upon by an external force. If no force acts on that thing, it will continue in that place. Oh no, you need force. Men of strength and stature, brutal spirits. Satan doesn't want to see your face. If you see my face in the spirit, you won't like me. No, I'm brutal. Oh, you better like me now. See, something is coming on me now. I think we should pray more. Wait. Let me give you burden. I don't want to fly. Listen to me now. We are going to pray. And this time we'll hold hands for. After all that anointing, is the person that gave himself to prayer that broke out of that thing. So God called me. I didn't know. He said, my youth service here is to break out of that nonsense. Meanwhile, before this moment, I'm very anointed. Though when I was in campus, what I carry is not just normal anointing. I carry presence. Yeah, dimensions. So if I enter church like this, people are already falling under power. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the one preaching. Of course, persecution came, but I didn't bother. If I enter church in the morning, if I pass people, and I was just an usher. But that thing was there, and the cross was still there. After praying, I did night vigil every day for 8 months. Night vigil every day for 8 months. And on one of those days, prophecy came. Four of them is still in my jotter during youth service. One of them is that he said that what stopped your father will not stop you. So all this thing I'm doing, something really stopped my father. Oh, you don't know that something stopped them. You thought they just stopped. Something stopped your mother. If they tell you how they encountered Jesus when they were young, you will marvel. I was telling my mother those days how I caught fire. She said that she says she will enter bus to go to her Akani to buy her. And then because she does night vigil every day, she entered bus and touched the first person. The person shouted fire. She didn't know that she has become a mobile fire carrier. It was not intentional. We come now and we say, take fire. No. Her own is that she didn't intend to do anything. She's going for business. I became humble that people have touched fire before. But there is a dimension that touches your foundation. They called Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William and they told him that your grandfather divorced. Your father divorced. You will divorce. No, he said, no. We can't divorce. But it happened. That thing is in foundation. There is a type of prayer that it has to go very deep. I cannot believe your prayer until it begins to touch foundational matters. No matter how far a man climbs, you are as strong as your foundation. If I want to know how much it will last, I begin to look at the foundations that you have laid. You can't pray. You are not going anywhere. Even if by prophetic whatever, they give you new job, you enter there, they strike you with stroke, and you say you got job, is it a good thing? Are you getting the point now? They told the lady to pray, say it's for pastor, pray, say it's for, they now made her bank manager. When they make her bank, she went out and woke up in the morning and carried a car and just carried, and went and sat on it and became paralyzed instantly. Yes, now, because the shears slept in the shrine. It's only you that is coming like that. You don't know. You don't know who is. You don't know that. Somebody doesn't like me. He's up in the night. Makarian Tobala. Koraman Tabala. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. We are not many now. There is force field in the spirit. Saboratamana Kamre Devenia. Elos, I'm sorry for stressing you. But there is no other way. If this thing happened, you will come and tell me. But now it's not pleasant. There is no other way. Believe it or not, witches, they don't miss their meeting every night. Witches don't miss COVID every night. For you want to go and sleep. And then you wake up in the morning and say, I am for Jesus. I confess it. I am the righteousness of God. If a witch is more educated in darkness than you are educated in light, he will make a mess of you. Listen. To pray and live here and know that something shifted in your life. Do you know why some people have got fed up with church? It's because they are coming and nothing is happening. I want you to live here. If it's warfare, you live and some people that used to greet you, they won't greet you again. As I finish some prayer, somebody refused to greet me. I don't care. All those people greeting you and hugging you and hugging demon inside you, you think it's because they like you, they are keeping you where you are. Oh, you don't know. There are people that will hug you, you have nightmare. There are some, if you want, you pray, you want to come and they will buy new shoe for you and give you. As soon as you collect, you fulfill a legal. These people they know legality. There is a woman who used to do it to my father. Who pray fast, and the woman, she will do like this in the morning and come and say, my father's name is Josiah. You say, Josiah, I want to come to pass a memory. My father will now do, as soon as my father touches that, you know what it means now? I know you don't know. Let me now teach you. If you meet a witch, don't bless the witch. Deliver the witch. Because if that witch is sent to cause you or afflict you and you bless the witch, if there is something, you know, normally there is a curse that follows somebody that attempted and it did not prosper. If you now touch and bless, what will happen is that you notify the legal places for that consequence coming on the person. So as soon as that thing happens, they know what is happening. They will come and say, touch my head. You can't touch. You are blessed. No, you are not blessed. Suffer not the wish to live. Where am I going like this? Oh my God. I came like this. Somebody said, he doesn't know I'm a warfare person. No, I grew up with warfare. I was 10 years old and they ate up my feet and my fingers. Nobody told me to go and fast for 3 days. You are going to pray because as before I came in, I was caught up in the spirit and I saw some families. Oh my God, there are strongholds in families here.
Some of you know you don't travel to the village. You can't go. There are strongholds. And there is a place you reach in prayer. See, there are things you cannot attempt except you reach an energy level in the spirit. That's where we are going to climb to another energy level. And then we'll begin to deal with those matters. Some of you, where you are living self, you don't know it's traffic. When we are doing youth service, the front of Atibe like this is where they used to do masquerade dance years ago. So they have now built upstairs, built road, done all fine houses everywhere. My brother, during the time of that masquerade dance, the spirits will still come and dance. And you know, you are a new woman. Spirits don't come out in vain. No. If they come, you must find something for them. They must go back with something. There is one time, my mother, the place, the piece of land we are living, before anything was done there, my mother went there around 4-5 in the evening, and she went to go and collect some things, you know, Onugbu leaf and all those things to come. And then an elderly woman now called and said, because my mother was young, those around 93, 94. He said, "What are you doing here, young lady? Don't you know that there is a beast that used to eat people in this place?" My mother doesn't know. There is a beast that used to eat people. It was later that we found out at the end of our land like this, is a meeting point. In the middle like this is a meeting point. And then like this is a traffic. They built house. The spirit does not recognize that house you built. That's why sometimes you go and rent a house that they built in traffic. And then your bed is along traffic. And then you wake up in the morning, you are like, you know, 2x2 now. Have you not slept before? And it's like they beat you with 2x2. You slept in traffic. Say traffic. Has it not happened to you before? Say the truth. You say, "Let me rest." And you wake up after 8 hours sleep. It seems as if you are even more tired than you when you slept. Oh no, you slept in traffic. And you just cruised. It be like saying the evil chew gum self. I like your style. It's cool. You know, I would have been a fine boy too. I would be like you. But when I noticed that Satan was not respect fine boy, me, I became serious. I tell you the truth. Satan does it. When it's true with you, you will become an example of there are people you will see, they are handsome, chewable, moldable, everything. Satan has made them their shop where he manufactures evil. He displays his goods. He likes to do it that way, so that you know how wicked it is. Just like God wants to display his goodness, so you know how good he is. Can we pray? You know, I just allowed you to rest. For me, I've noticed some people are already doing like this. For me, we can go on. There is a way you pray now. That prayer, you will not recover from it for 6 months. It's a prayer you prayed one day. We prayed 18 hours. Meanwhile, that 18 hours, for me, I didn't even do anything. I felt we didn't push. For me, I'm not. But for others, somebody finished that prayer and did not recover for 2 weeks. He now went back to his village during Christmas and was in family deliverance. If you see the way he was casting devils, the people that knew him before could not recognize him again. You think this is the you that God saw? No.
no, you have not prayed. When you pray, that one will come out. Eh? I'm telling you, if you knew me years ago, you will know that something really happened to me. No, something great happened to me. Sister, have you prayed? You have not. Your class is still intact. Oh my God. Reduce a little. It's just that they said I'm not man of God, though. Eh? If it's before. All this thing, find one place and settle your life. Find one place. If you see all these occultic people, all these politicians, if you see them where they are doing their charm, they are just wearing boxers there. All this thing you are seeing them doing big man is before you. When they meet their deity, they are naked before their deity and they are not ashamed. It's only you that is still doing fine boy. Nobody is seeing you. Nobody is noticing you. Just check out the people noticing you. They don't count in a mortal realm. Satan can just do them. People that carry weight, they don't notice those things. Sorry. You know, this is my message, people. Don't. Meanwhile, I'm not even preaching. If I preach, you will weep for your life. You weep for your life because I don't know how long you have lived on this earth. How many of them is God aware of? And you are still planning to live this year without him being aware. When will you settle down and find out what God wants to be done? And some of you are now dragging God. They are dragging God to come and do. They have desired. Plan what to do and then they drag God to now come and do it. God will now be following you like this. Then when you are stuck in the way, you say, God, send me. I did not send you now. I'm not aware. I'm bothered that believers are not ranking. If you look at an average family, Satan is strolling there, doing whatever he wants. Is it not true? Juliet, is it not true? Huh? You have to stand very fast, though. Whenever I see somebody praying as if his life depends on it, I will know that this one, God wants to bring deliverance through this one. When I see people doing like this, like I told my friend when I was doing new service, I think he's from Christ Embassy. Sorry if you are from Christ Embassy and all that. So I was the prayer secretary, and then we'll be doing. We'll be doing Sovereign de Cross, Debra de Mana. So he doesn't want to distort his delicate balance. But something happened. I warned him 3 times because I saw a vision. He refused. He felt we don't know the word. I don't want to go there because some people that doesn't know the word are the people pretending they know. One day, our transport and organizing sector now change our bedroom and then they use zinc. I don't know why he put that in there. It's not needed, but it's to teach the guy a lesson. He put the zinc and he wanted to open and enter. He was the first one. It is now, see here, he thought, bah! Lord was doing like this. I don't know if that thing can, I believe he can keep him. They now carried him. He was bedridden for 1 month.
When Enan came down from that place, Enan came for prayer meeting. I said, cry to God. And I was looking at some people to pray. Suddenly I saw somebody doing. I said, Didi, are you the one? He didn't even look at me. He was settling his life. May God not use that to teach you. If I point at you two times, there is something about you. I don't joke. Forget that I'm laughing. I don't have time. Maybe you need to know me. I'm too serious with life, sir. Do you know why God did that? The father and the mother has been separated for long. And God has been looking for a vessel to use to bring the two of them together. He is doing so ready. And God is not getting what he wants. Since he doesn't want to go by revelation, he has to go by dealing. He broke his leg. And that's how the guy continued pressing and praying. By the time we are leaving, the father and the mother came back after 16 years. That's how that guy would have. God has insisted it must happen. May God insist on your life. If you refuse to sleep, if you refuse to pray, may he take sleep away. Let me even tell you, some of the things that is around your life is not supposed to be there. There is no amount of prophet you go to, prophetic decree that can take it away. It's God that left it there so that you will pray. When you pray, you will gain stature in the spirit so that you will deal with other matters. By the time you are dealing with that other matters, you will look for those ones you have been praying for. You will see it again. I tell you the truth. We used to pray for many things, job, money, finance, all this one. When I gained stature, I suddenly checked. I found out I'm not lacking again. I now have, I'm not rich. But if I want to do something, I will do it. But I used to, when we were in church those days, this year, God, whoever is holding my money, die. After doing all, I collect. After doing all those things, tomorrow, you won't even sell for food. You won't even sell to eat. Are you not wise? Can't you even think twice? Think twice. When will you change? Change pattern. I don't have time. I would have taken you to the doctrine of the scripture and we see how Jesus prayed. Because they saw him praying. They said, teach us to pray. And then he began to show them how to pray. That the whole context of prayer is we did the will of God in the kingdom. So if so be that the will of God has been done in a matter, then in that context you will find fulfillment. Some of you are in campus now, they are telling you, pray for revival, pray. You won't pray. Your husband is not yet born again. You are not going to marry soon. That you don't know how God works. I'm telling you how stuff works. Your husband is in that campus. He's not born again. And he needs to be born again and be trained and discipled in the next 3 to 4 or 5 years. And he's not yet born again. And you are saying, give me husband. Oh God, give me husband. You are not doing anything. You can't pray for souls to be won. They are praying. No husband is coming. They will still prophesy. No, I'm the one that will tell you the truth. I won't deceive. They will still prophesy for you. You go, no, it's not. It doesn't come that way. This some sisters, they don't like me again. I will still bless you. But let me tell you the truth first. So you cry for your life. I deceived myself for long. And then I began to see the truth. When you seek truth with all your heart, God will reveal to you. The only thing is that when it comes, will you accept it? Because it is not easy. Bekuta kambre da bahataya delo. Rakapunta kabrana batahale katea. Jande kota branda kabarada haterindaria. Rebetu koska balata baladaria. Sebrunda balataya. Ambre, as was said when I came in, of course God is healing people. There is somebody that has issue with this. Left me. God has healed me in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to go there now. I want you to pray first. Eh? Then we'll go into ministration. If we have time. If you don't have time, as we are praying, God will be ministering to people in the name of Jesus Christ. I have seen all kinds of things happen in prayer meetings. I have seen Jesus appear to people. I have seen angels appear. I have seen all kinds of deliverance, demons, healings. By the mercies of God, we have touched grace with my brother. I'm saying it with all of me. I don't like saying it, but we have touched grace. We have touched the type of grace that we can turn this place upside down in 5 minutes. But God has called me and told me, emphasize on prayer. If people can pray, the church failed when they failed in prayer. Some of them don't pray. When they pray, they are not praying the correct thing. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then the book of Ezekiel now said, whithersoever that river cometh, it heals that place. Of course, there is marriages and some salty lands that the water can never heal. That place will remain as it is. Let me ask you, my sister. The Bible said, out of your belly shall come rivers of living water. I want to ask you this night, how many cup has come out of your bed? Meanwhile, what the Bible said is rivers. So sorry, there is no other way. Sorry, you have to receive grace. The Bible said we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved, but we now receive grace. That's why you need prayer power, prayer fire, to press in and lay hold. Now, let me now show you, I will show you one sign. Listen to me now. Pray the prayer of God. And have your own prayer point, just one. I don't know when I will come here again, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. Just have your own, and see if God will not do it for you. But pray the prayer of God first. When you look to Jesus, then other things will be taken care of. Do you like the way your life is? You have to do something about it. There is no quick fix. It is prayer. Let's stand on our feet. No, don't sit now. It's late to sit. Just find neighbor. Four. You see, who will I ask now? What does it mean to share grace? You tried. I'm impressed. When we share grace, it's not let's share grace in fellowship, and then you go. If you say share, that means you have something to give.
You share. That's why you hold hands. That's the mystery of these hands you are holding. It means that when you hold hands, you can actually help your neighbor. You can actually generate the heat more. Are you getting the point now? So that's why you hold hands. So what? What you are doing now is what is called sharing grace. No, join it in a circle. This, my mommy can pray. She has prayed more than the young people, all the young people here. Mommy, God bless you. It's not easy. Aitamana kabala talabante de brota bada kabrende de tota kasa de bala. I don't like that key. Don't know what you're doing. Shabre taboko boso kambra da ba mama natelia. Rapatoko ba kambre de betete shata brada paya telebento braka patakaya. I want you to pray one prayer. Ask God. Put your hands. You know what is called the hand of God? Put your hands upon my life so that I will become that person that you intended. When the hand of God comes upon you, it begins to work miracles. For Elijah, the Bible says the hand of God came upon him and he received speed. Eh? For some people, the hand of God comes on them and they prophesy. For some people, the hand of God comes upon them and they begin to live their destiny, their calling. There is little or nothing a man can do in this life except a wait. Oh my God. There is a weight of the hand of God that will come upon your life. In the next 30 minutes, you are going to pray and cry and sigh. Go and join a group, find a group and join the year. When you pray, that hand of God will rest on you mightily. The workings of God will be so strong in your life that you will never recover from it. Put your hands upon my life that I will become that which you intended.
Come on. Thank you. When you are there, When you are here, 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 when you are When you were here, when you were here, when you were here. here, when you were 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 here.
The guy, please play for me, play for me. Please let him play for me. Can you play this thing? Play it, let me hear. Jesus said, come closer, come closer. Numbers chapter 23, the last prayer before we go. Come closer. This is for you now. This is for you. Now listen to me. Lift your hands, let's chant it together. This is called the song of increase, it's a song of ascension. Other session, this one is for you, because the mighty angels of God are coming down. Taila Bamonata Cambre, Susa Zabente di Agabratena, Ombro Tacabento Cadabaranteria, Sabaroco Tacambe, Socambata Cambre to Nadadia, Caicabuta Cambre to the Sadivanta, Pacontala, Pacontala. Aiko bande katuna zambre toka zebena haika baba. Aibre kusaba kambre tebene toka sabana kabena. Shai kapo kata kambe toko sada kabena ta. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
prayer you are going to pray. Pray for yourself. And pray for Numbers chapter 23. I'm tempted to fly, but let's say something. Numbers chapter 23. Don't worry. God is already here. Verse 18. That your base is good. You're giving me on the background. Are you with me? Verse 18. And he took up his parable. Open your Bible now, Shebi, we have agreed. This might be the last time you open it this week. Just try. Numbers chapter 23, verse 18. And he took up his parable and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not man, that he should lie. My brother, do you know what it means? That God is not man, that he should lie. Okay, tell me. Listen, that God is faithful. See, that's a good answer, but that's not what this place means. God is no man that he should lie. It simply means that God doesn't have the capacity to lie. So the next prayer now will be that God will speak. If God speaks over your life, if God says, Juliet, you'll be very big, 1,000 kilograms. In fact, he won't say you'll be very big. He will look at you and say, Juliet, you are very big. Even if you are small, you become big. If it is true, then all you need is for God to speak. As soon as he says it, you know why many things linger is because God has not said anything. I want to ask you, man of God, do you know the 21 days warfare that took place in the heavenlies where the prince of Persia was withstanding? Because you need to fight. I'm training you that you need to fight for God, for his word to come to you. When the angel Gabriel came and met Daniel, he said, Beloved Daniel, I am come to give you understanding. So that means that the warfare is for what God has spoken, the understanding, skills, and wisdom that he needs to prosecute the next stage of his life. That's what Satan is withholding. But if God speaks, it's over. That's what Satan knows, that as long as God has retained the capacity to continue speaking, then your case is not over. So you are going to labor until he speaks. Test. God is going to speak. As for you, your days shall be fruitful. And then there is nothing Satan can do. There is nothing. If you like, let Nigeria spoil, everything spoil, America spoil, everything spoil. That thing that God says stands. There are too many angels here. I'm telling you. Oh my God. Let me finish what I'm saying. Because if I move, I will not be able to say it. Your problem is a little matter. I tell you, I have seen God do mighty, tremendous things. I'm not used to saying testimony because I go straight to business. But I have seen God do strange stuff.
And it's literally no type of miracle I've not seen. Even the raising of the dead. I have seen all kinds of curses broken. There's nothing as painful, as distracting and disappointing and discouraging, frustrating as working under and laboring under a curse. If you labor under a curse, it's a waste, it's frustrating. I don't have time. I would have given you 7 signs of curses working on a man. And you will now see that. Are you with me? One of them is indecision. It's indecision. When it comes to when you will make vital decisions about your life and destiny, you'll be doing like this. And then finally, you now make a mistake. It's a curse. Anyway, that's by the way. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, in Jesus. Oh, how do you see the scripture? Had he said, the question is, did God say anything? And shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Now, this is our prayer point. Are you there? You are there. Say amen. You are not there. You are not there. Numbers 23. If you pray, you have to read Bible. The scripture is the plumb line. I was teaching my people. There is somebody that prays this prayer. And he said that the Holy Ghost is our servant. Is it true? No, but let me ask you, is the Holy Ghost your servant? You see it? She said that the Holy Ghost is our servant. You see, that's why we need to keep to the Bible. The Holy Spirit is a king spirit. There are different classes of spirit, categories. He is in the order of the uncreated. How do you deal with a spirit, especially the one that is not created? Do you command him? Is he your servant? The one that created, is he your servant? Who is the servant here? See, but people say the Holy Ghost is my servant. You will never see it in the scripture. It's not there. I know that's not what you meant. But if somebody hears you praying it, you will take it as a doctrine, as a correct prayer. And then that's how error continues. I know the reality is you are not calling the Holy Ghost your servant, but still it's incorrect. That's why we have to stick to the scripture. So why I'm saying this thing is Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Follow me. That's the prayer point. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. All of us are not there. The guy at the back is not there. Are you there? Your eyes is almost closed. I thought you are the one I brought to the front. You took yourself to the back. Come to the front. Come. Your eyes is closed. Jesus. Sorry, I know you won't like me today. If you see me next time, you will escape. But for today, verse 23 said, let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Surely. Let's read it together. Numbers 23, 23. 1, 2, ready, go. Against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to.
let's pray. Your prayer now is that every enchantment, every divination that is spoken against your life, that is working, spells, curses, believe me, it works. I was raised by a new creation reality preacher. Should I say this thing here? No, it's not true. It's balanced. But you know, he just talked to that dimension. It's not the full gospel. There is what we call the full gospel. The full gospel involves this one. Let's stand on our feet. Your prayer is that every spare, every cause, not just for you, for your family members, everybody, two prayer points, and then that God will speak over your life. If God speaks, things will change. He has not spoken yet. There are two types of rest that is in the scripture. There is a rest that you receive, and there is a rest that you labor into. This rest now is the one you labor into. My brother, do it now that you are young. Someone will see you in the next 10 years. He will be saying, "At this small boy, so look at the way things are. Is this not a small boy? Is he not?" They won't know that when he began to do business, it's long ago. It's been 10, 20 years that he has been doing this. He's not small. He's aged because of responsibilities he took. Now listen to me. If you want to continue like this, you can. Oh, there are people that want to sleep. Look, that's my first system. Manage. Oh, this is the last one. Let's stand on our feet. This is the last. I will not stress it. Mommy, this is the last. Oh, if you see me on the poster next time, I know you will run away. But when the testimony start coming, you won't come here. No problem, I'm not after that. What I'm interested is for God to do something. Are you with me now? Daddy, let's pray this last one. If you have been sleeping, your children can pray. I'm sorry for stressing you people. You know me, don't try. It's not easy. Cry. I'm sorry for keeping elders awake. But this is a serious matter. If it's not me, I will be somewhere. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spell, every curse, every enchantment, every divination. Oh my God. Paradventure, anything is working in your lineage, in your generation. Tonight is stopped. Paradventure, anybody, any territory, wherever it is, something is placed that it is working. There are some people, as soon as you leave here and enter your family, it will seem as if all this prayer is for nothing. Seem as if all of them dried up. Something is working there. There is a blanket covering that is there. All those things will be torn off. Pray, pray for yourself. This prayer is for yourself. Now pray. In the name of Jesus. Sakambre toko sabaratai. Aitabananta brakapataya. Arise, arise, Son of God. And let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One. And let your name be praised. Shabu katambrata bamanataya. There is no enchantment against Jacob. And there is no divination against Israel. You are not praying. You are not praying. Shakota kabena takaberatia. Zabante. Karida da barata katasuata. Amraka kata kabana delede kabanada. Zabanto kabarata kabayada 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 kabora sabenata. Mama kabaya. Nothing. Satan de loco bosh. Abre la caída bana. Bareko sabana. No enchantment. My God. My God. My God. Sobia kakash. Hey. Ambro. Caída barata banana. We break.
Arise, arise, holy one,
Come close, everybody. Just come close to the front here. Peter and John came to that gate, the beautiful gate, and they said, such as we have, such as we have. Please come closer here with us. Believe me, something will happen now. Lift up your hands, pray in the spirit. As you pray in the spirit, be in the spirit for the next 2 minutes. You are not praying. Pray in the spirit. 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 Pray a little more, a little more, a little more.
We went to see.